Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, February 19th, 2021. Per a statement by Berlin's health senator Kaleitschi on Wednesday, people younger than 65 years of age will only be able to get vaccinated with AstraZeneca's vaccine in Berlin. So far, the AstraZeneca vaccine has only been given at the center at the former Tegel Airport. Although different vaccines will continue to be given out in the different vaccination centers, the senator reiterated that people younger than 65 years old do not have a choice, based on the recommendation of the Permanent Vaccination Commission at the RKI. The current vaccination ordinance states that vaccines that are only recommended for people between 18 and 65 years of age should also be used primarily only for these groups of people. Not long ago, as we've reported, the senator had initially emphasized freedom of choice in vaccines as a special service. However, Kaleitschi has walked this back, something she had still avoided on multiple demands by the RBB on Tuesday evening. As we reported yesterday, the senator acknowledged that demands for the AstraZeneca vaccine has so far fallen somewhat short of expectations. According to the health administration, about 5,000 appointment bookings had been made in Tegel by Wednesday. At the same time, both Kaleitschi and virologist Kristin Drosten of Charité stressed that concerns about the effectiveness of the vaccine were unfounded. Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn remarked on Wednesday that a safe and effective licensed vaccine protects. That applies to all three vaccines from AstraZeneca, Moderna, and BioNTech-Pfizer approved so far in the EU. He added that getting vaccinated is a common sense imperative in the pandemic, adding, quote, "If you wait to get it, you risk getting seriously ill and you also risk spreading the virus further," unquote. Senator Kaleitschi would also like to have the AstraZeneca vaccine delivered to family doctors' practices from March, because it is so far the only vaccine approved in Germany with which this would be technically possible. However, this has not yet been approved by the federal government. Meanwhile, a vaccination dispute has flared up among Germany's medical professionals. Frank Ulrich Montgomery, the chairman of the World Medical Association, has spoken out against vaccinating medical staff and nurses with the AstraZeneca vaccine. He stated to the Rheinische Post newspaper that the vaccine is just as safe as the others, quote, "but the lower effectiveness cannot be explained away. That's why I think it's necessary to vaccinate people at high risk of infection, which includes medical staff and nurses with better performing vaccines," unquote. He also said that he understands medical personnel who do not want to be vaccinated with the AstraZeneca jab. Klaus Reinhardt, president of the German Medical Association, disagreed, stating to Die Welt newspaper, quote, "To continue to vaccinate physicians and nurses younger than 65 with Moderna and BioNTech Pfizer vaccines would mean taking these vaccines away from the elderly. It would be just as wrong to then not get vaccinated at all. I find that completely inappropriate at this point in time when we still have a vaccine shortage and we don't have the choice to decide," unquote. According to his findings, with regard to avoiding severe or fatal courses and avoiding hospitalization, AstraZeneca's vaccine is, quote, "similarly highly effective as those from BioNTech or Moderna," unquote. At the end of the day, the AstraZeneca vaccine does have a lower efficacy than the BioNTech Pfizer and the Moderna agents, based on how many vaccinated people get sick in trials compared with non-vaccinated people. The Central Institute for Statutory Health Insurance, or ZI, calculates that continuing to vaccinate only a fraction of AstraZeneca's drug could set the federal government's vaccination schedule back. ZI head Dominik von Stillfried told Handelsblatt that without AstraZeneca's vaccine, it could take up to 2 months longer to reach the goal that all citizens be offered a vaccination by mid-September, provided that the vaccines from Johnson & Johnson and CureVac, which have not yet been approved, are also used. The CDU parliamentary group in Berlin's House of Representatives is demanding that the noise protection claims of residents living near BER Airport be investigated and are proposing that an independent company decide whether claims exist. In cases of dispute, an ombudsman's office is to be called in. The CDU justifies this by saying that two-thirds of Berlin residents in the airport's vicinity are still waiting for soundproof windows to be installed or house facades to be insulated. So far, the airport company alone decides which claims it recognizes and which it does not, which, according to CDU's Christian Graf, is endangering noise pollution peace in the region. At the end of January, the head of the noise protection program, Rolf Wagner, had described the structural implementation of noise protection as weak in the BER Investigation Committee of the Berlin House of Representatives. Around 60 million euros had been spent to date on structural noise protection, such as windows and insulation. According to him, the program comprises a total of about 730 million euros. As everyone knows, the airport opened in October with a 9-year delay, and many homeowners had doubted for a long time whether it would actually open and wanted to wait and see how noisy it would actually be. For 4,000 of the 26,000 affected dwellings, no application has yet been filed. That is still possible until 2025. In the model project, Housing First Berlin, the partners have already found around 70 apartments for the homeless. From the point of view of the organizers and the social administration, the project is so successful that it should be continued. Spokesman Stefan Strauss told the DPA, quote, "Housing First is suitable for ending homelessness. Our administration wants to double the funding for it to 1.3 million euros per year starting in 2022, unquote. After 3 years, the model project is set to expire at the end of September, and what the future looks like depends on the will of Berlin's elected representatives. Elections are in September. After that, the budget for 2022 and 2023 will be decided. Housing coordinator Sebastian Buwe of the Neue Chance Association, which works with the Berlin City Mission, remarked that he's optimistic it will continue. With Housing First, people get a lease and socio-educational support without preconditions. However, they must be able to finance the apartments themselves, for example, with the help of the job center, through a pension or work. The idea is that they should first be able to settle down and then organize their lives. Previously, they had to meet many requirements in order to obtain an apartment, such as getting a handle on possible debts or an existing addiction, and many failed to do so. The Ferris wheel at Spree Park is likely to be preserved for Berliners. The wheel, which was built in 1989, can be renovated and will rotate again in the future, the state-owned Grün Berlin, which managed the park, announced on Wednesday. Since the beginning of January, the gondolas of the dilapidated ride had been dismantled and its condition checked. Now it's clear that the wheel has a future. Managing Director Christoph Schmidt stated, quote, "Both the material and the construction work at the time are of such good quality that the Ferris wheel has survived the years of standstill unusually well." Further inspections are due by the end of March, after which the reconstruction of the attraction is to be put out to tender across Europe. Grün Berlin plans to reopen the Spree Park starting in 2022, and 2 years later, when the core area opens, the Ferris wheel should also be spinning again. The renovation costs are expected to be 4 million euros. And lastly, thank you to Adrian and Arkalik for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more info about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.